Ian Scholz. When Osama bin Laden was finally dispatched, my first thought, which surprised me, was, hey, America finally did something. True, it was just the killing of a guy, but when's the last time that the government, or Americans in general, accomplished anything of note? The only thing I can think of is the iPad, the iPod, the iPhone. Are these really points of pride for anybody besides Steve Jobs and Apple employees? For the rest of us, it's just more damn stuff we can't afford to buy. And for me, anyway, not sure I want in the first place. Ditto with the Kindle. Oh, there was the pilot who landed the plane in the Hudson River. Hooray for him. But crikey's, from the war in Iraq to the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina to the economic meltdown, it seems like it's been nothing but vague stabs at action, often incompetent, or spun as victory when it was clearly a defeat or blamed on anybody who's in our line of fire. But crikey's, from the war in Iraq to the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina to the economic meltdown, it seems like it's been nothing but vague stabs at action, often incompetent, or spun as victory when it was clearly a defeat, or blamed on anybody who's in our line of sight. Weird cultural battles like the birther thing just seem to go on and on for no fathomable reason, even when concrete proof is offered to end the matter. The left is mired still in identity politics and slow food. Don't get me wrong, I don't think transsexuals should be beaten up, and we should pay attention to what we eat, but good grief, we're running out of oil. The North Pole is melting. The Arab world is on the verge of a huge schismatic war among Sunni Shiites and young people who, you know, just want a job. A legislator in Tennessee wants to ban even the mention of homosexuality in schoolrooms. Here in California, McDonald's Happy Meals have been officially banned by San Francisco. Sarah Palin issues tweets to an ever-decreasing receptive audience. Charlie Sheen goes down not in flames, but steaming mud. Sean Hannity is on the cover of Newsmax magazine as a great American. He's a talk show host. Montana and Texas just might hanker to secede from the union, maybe. Experts pinpoint the pension plans of bureaucrats as the real reason for the national debt, while other experts say we should tax people who make a lot of money until they're just as damn poor as the rest of us. Illegal immigrants, won't somebody please help them or stop them? Now you have to wait 3 days in South Dakota before you can get an abortion. That's a victory for something, I guess, though officials have estimated the cost of defending the law from the lawsuits that are bound to come at anywhere between $2 and $5 million. Every day, watching the endless parade of sleaze and zealotry, sometimes marching together, places a small knot in the pit of my stomach. And already the death of bin Laden has provoked the usual chattering white noise. Al-Qaeda is weakened. No, it's strengthened. How do we know he's really dead? It was murder. It was justice. This is just a sideshow to distract America from Obama's alien birth. I don't care. For one brief moment, after painstaking intelligence gathering, a group of people managed to keep a damn secret and put a bloody period to the end of a bloody era. So shut up. Let the next bloody era begin. I gotta go.